which is how the Old Testament refers to it, but Pentecost is the Greek name by which it was known in later years. The autumn feasts, September and October then, deals with what we call the second work of Christ, or the second coming, if you want to call it that. You have these feast days divided into two sections. In essence, it's like a morning and an evening sacrifice. This hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, is the evening sacrifice, and it foreshadows the second work of Christ rather than the first. So even though these events are occurring on the surface under the anointing of Pentecost, the actual events themselves and the works themselves foreshadowed a future time, and it foreshadows our own day today. Now, what happens here, it says in verse 2 that a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. This man, who was lame from his mother's womb, we learn later that he did have ankles and feet. So it's not that he was born without feet or without ankles, but he was probably club-footed. And they didn't have the surgery back in those days to be able to correct this. Basically, he was disabled. We would call them disabled today. And he could not get around and do much in the way of work. And so his friends came and set him down at the gate of the temple daily when people would come in, and he was in essence a beggar. People would give alms to them, to the beggars. This is how he made his living. Now this gate, Beautiful, I looked this up in the Greek some years back and was quite surprised to find that the Greek word here does not really mean beautiful. I'm not really sure why they translated it this way. It depicts a revolution of time, or seasonal. Timely or seasonal is the name of this gate. Timely or seasonal. What does that mean, though? I was doing a teaching on the second work of Christ some years back, and a man in the audience who was a Bible translator, or was overseeing a Bible translation of the Concordant Version,